Yeah, Davis did a good job for the first time out. Again, I thought he's just getting a feel for what we're trying to do offensively, and it was a good first day.
Coach, you guys have this advantage of, you know, obviously having a first-year staff, so you guys get to have these mini camps.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're prepping for the draft here. So
sure.
You have two things going at once. Can you talk about some of perhaps the advantages of having this week and also the disadvantages with the timing of this, including the draft?
Yeah. Well, with regard to – you're right. I mean, we have two things running parallel here. But, you know, every year it's the same way. Even if we're not out here on the field in an extra mini camp, we're still working with the players in preparation for the draft. There's been a lot of work done on the draft behind the scenes. I mentioned it yesterday. You know, we had some final meetings today, and we'll have some final meetings tonight and some final meetings tomorrow, and then we'll get ready to go. Actually, the preparation for the draft continues all the way up till you make the pick. And so that's always the same. The advantage to having this extra mini camp, especially for me, is I get an opportunity as a new coach to watch the players, get to know them. You know, you think you know them because you met them in your office or you've watched them, you know, do certain things, but you really don't start to get to really know a player until you see them out moving around. And that's been very, very good for me.
Pat, you mentioned a few times about, you know, you're a guy who hones in on quarterbacks often. That you need to be on the field and see them, you know, feel them, you know, see the velocity, see how the ball comes out of you. You can't just watch the tape and things
right.
like that. So yesterday, when you're watching your two quarterbacks, is there anything that you noticed that maybe you didn't know because you're on the field with them watching them throw?
Well, first with Eli, this guy's a pro. And so what you notice about him is you only have to run a play or two, and he gets the drill calibrated, and he gets his feet right, and he makes the throw, you know. I quickly, after being with him now one day on the field, see why he's been so successful for so long. He's a pro, and I admire what he did yesterday in the first time out. I think what you saw a lot of, you know, so that's first Eli. And then with Davis, you know, you see his size. He's got excellent arm strength. I think he moves around real well, and it's just a matter of just smoothing things out, you know. And so that's what you're trying to get as you go through a kind of a pattern or kind of, you know, a sequence of practices.
You said before that, you know, these quarterbacks now come in all shapes and sizes.
Sure.
You got two here are big.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that, do you like that?
Well, I fancy guys that are tall. You know, you can see, you know. So some of us are challenged in terms of height. And so you can either, you know, so even in a setting like this, you're trying to find sight lines. You know, so it's no different for a quarterback when he's behind a very tall offensive line. So all else being equal, you know, as long as all the skill sets are equal or maybe even a little better than equal, guys that can see, you know, have a chance to be very good.
Back to snacks, you said you're aware
of
why. Is it injury? Is it personal?
No, just we've spoken.
Do you expect him back for the next?
I expect him back soon.
How do you balance with the number two pick? How do you balance as a coach wanting to win and having a player that helps you do that right away versus, you know, quarterbacks and you've been doing a lot of homework on those, you know, the excitement of maybe grooming them?
Right. Well, I think the narrative is every player we pick is going to help us win. Done. And that's the way I look at this. You know, I really am excited about this draft because I really believe after going through the process and seeing the way Dave and Kevin and all the scouts and all the player evaluation people and all the conversation, I'm very confident we're going to pick players that are going to help us in all rounds of the draft. And so that's where my excitement lies.
I thought Paul Perkins in a sling yesterday. What happened?
Yeah. Got a sore arm.
Flu
shot. There you go.
Pat, is there any advantage, you know, you just installed this offense on another team probably a year and a half, 2 years, 2 years ago, right?
Right.
Is there any advantage to that?
There is.
Having done it so quickly?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's an advantage to how the whole thing came together. Mike Shula and I have familiarity. The coaches that we have are career coaches that we've hired, very outstanding teachers. There's things that will be very similar to the guys that were in Minnesota. Then we've added things. There's a handful of things that the guys here on the Giants did a year ago that we've incorporated. And so that's sort of what happens. When you when you put new players together with new coaches, we like to think we take all the good things from our past and blend it with all the guys that start to come together. And then that's what becomes your offense. And so I think that's the process we went through.
Pat, you talked about seeing your players for the first time on the field and learning, seeing mistakes and watching
sure.
the video.
Sure.
For yourself, do you have to relearn how to be a head coach?
Oh, I don't know. I think I try to relearn everything every day and get better at things. You know, I think it's important for me to keep, you know, kind of a wide perspective on things. When you're the offensive coordinator and there's an interception, now you're super pissed off. Now that's your defense. So you're sort of happy about that in some situations. So, yeah, I mean, that's easy to do, I think.
Let's
figure it out.
Flowers not being here. Are you and another coach allowed to call him and talk football since you can talk football with the rest of your team? And
yeah.
So has anyone reached out to do that to gauge where he is and
yes.
what his thoughts are?
Yeah, no, I've talked to him a couple of times.
Okay.
You know, if you talk to the players, I'm sure there's certain players that have called him. But if they're not here, there's, you know, how much you can get done in a short phone call is not much.
Is he upset about the position move?
I don't know. I wouldn't. He hadn't talked about that with me.
With all the one more operation you guys have done, I know what happens at one affects it, but do you have a strong idea of the player that you want to or intend to take it to by now?
We have a strong opinion of the players that we really like and we would consider picking.
Okay.
How about that?
That was good.
Huh? That was a layup, Pat.
All right.